Welcome to Chayil, your daily drop of strength. Hashem loves you even more than I do.
Shalom and welcome to Friday's Fruits. But today, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll be discovering for ourselves what are our own fruits of the shattered dreams that we experienced in our lives. Because clearly, if we were hoping to Hashem, and if we were trusting in Hashem, and if we really wanted something that we thought was good, and that we thought Hashem wanted for us, and then it didn't work out, Hashem must have had a really good reason. Why? Maybe we don't know the whole reason yet, and we probably don't, but there have already been some fruits in this world in the form of our growth, or blessings that came into our life as a result of those shattered dreams that we are experiencing. So if you can, cast your mind back. Maybe it's not in the too distant past, to a shattered dream that you experienced. And I want you to ask yourself this question. Did you go on a journey of deepening your emunah and your bitachon since that shattered dream? What were the results of that journey? Did you actually discover new things, new strength within yourself since that time? Yes, it probably was very painful at the beginning. Have you now come to a place where you would say that your faith and trust is different than it was before? Okay, take 2 minutes to consider your emunah and bitachon since those shattered dreams. And now let's look from the perspective of relationships. Since you experienced those shattered dreams, did you reach out to other people, either in similar circumstances or reach out for help? Did you form new relationships that have become a tremendous source of support, guidance, encouragement? Did you create new friendships? Did you begin to give in a new way to people in your life as a result of having experienced that shattered dream? Take 2 minutes to ask yourself in the realm of your relationships, what were the fruits so far? And now, in terms of your engagement with the world, did you begin to put in effort in some area of endeavor, some kind of hishtadlis that you hadn't been working on before, that you hadn't been involved in before, but since you experienced that bitter, bitter disappointment and those shattered dreams, did you start to do something differently, gain engage in the world differently? Maybe it was something that you do for parnasa, for a job, a career, or maybe something that you do voluntarily. Maybe it's something that you do simply for your own peace of mind, such as gardening or guided imagery. Is there something that you have begun to do differently in how you do your life as a result of those shattered dreams? Take 2 minutes. And here at Fridays Forever, let's consider that just as the Gra Zitzel said, that we have to imagine that the pain that we are experiencing in this world, that we're going to experience the pleasure and reward to the degree that we experience the pain in this world. So the pain that we experience as a result of those shattered dreams, let's consider that every ounce of that pain, all of the frustration, the interpersonal hurt, the disappointment, every one of the painful feelings that we feel, we're going to receive an equal and opposite amount of reward forever in the world to come. Based on all of that, because l'fum sa'ara agra, the reward is according to the pain. So let's take 2 minutes to imagine all of the pain that we have experienced from shattered dreams, and imagine if we can in some way that there's going to be reward and pleasure that is going to be an equal and opposite amount of that in some way. So, our shattered dreams are actually a source of fruits in this world, fruits in the next world, even though there's a lot of pain involved in shattered dreams. There's a lot of disappointment. There's a lot of challenge. But I hope that our little foray into shattered dreams this week has turned up some fruits for us to consider, some benefits which will balance in some way our sense of real disappointment and possibly even devastation. We're devastated that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So many of our broken dreams do devastate us. But Be'ezras Hashem, where there was devastation, there will be rebuilding. Be'ezras Hashem Yisburach. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to joining with you again, Mi'etz Hashem, next week. I'm wishing you a good Shabbos and a happy Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Av.
I hope you enjoyed today's Chayil, Daily Drop of Strength. Remember, Hashem loves you even more than I do.